Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Ches. Picking up at the top of the page, second line, Tanu Rabbanan, Zek Tehilge Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Hiku Asar B'dei Adam Asar Maklos Fabes. Let's say you have 10 hooligans, hit someone with 10 sticks, and the guy dies. Says the Tanakama, Bein B'basachas, Bein B'zechazeh. I don't care if it's at the same time or one after the other, but two of them, they're going to be Pater. Because there's no one that actually ended up killing him. Even if it's Zeh or Zeh, the guy was already dying and therefore he's like considered dead. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bishai Omer, listen, if it's all the same time, I get it, then none of them are going to be chayef. But if it's bzech or zeh, then the last one is going to be chayef. And Pnei Shakir v'Misa, so he brought his death. She's a makariv, right? He brought his death quicker. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zog Rabbi Yochanan, Ushneim, Mikra Echadoshim, both of them, the Tanakam and Rabbi Misera, learn it from the same pasuk. V'ish ki yaka kol nefesh adam, if a man strikes all human life, then what happens? He's put to death. Rabbanan Tzavri Tanakam says, kol nefesh adika kol nefesh. Until you're going and killing the entire nefesh, and not just a little part of it at the very end. Says Rashi, "V'kevin demitchila siayu siayu harishonim barigaso leka kula nefesh." But makas arachon, it's not the entire nefesh with the last makah that goes on. For Rabbi Yehuda Misera, Savahi holds kol nefesh kol dehu nefesh. He understands to mean anything is considered a life, meaning any little bit of life. Rashi is a field of miktsasa, even a little bit of it. Says Gemara Merava, Hakol modem. Both of them are agree. Both Tanakam and Rabbi Misera agree. Bahori gets a treifa shupater. If you kill a treifa, then you're pater. What's a treifa? Somebody who has some type of physical ailment that they are going to die, like a hole in their brain or a problem with the lung or with their trachea, with their airway. All right, then you're going to be pater. But ghosts be de shamayin shuchayv. And the flip is that a person is a ghost of a shamayin. He's dying because of the hands of heaven. He's, you know, he's getting old. He's on his way. He's going out. But it's a heavenly thing without any physical thing that the person is going to be chayiv because they're considered alive yet. But they're there. But the lo nechiku, the way they argue, in a split case. Ela begoseis b'dei adam. If it's a goseis, but, I mean, he's on his deathbed, but because of an adam. Ma'ar medami le treifa, one considered like a treifa, and therefore you're going to be potter. Ma'ar medami le goes to be shamayim, and therefore you're going to be chayev. Ma'ar medami le treifa says like a treifa, and you're going to be potter. My time, alo medami le goes to be shamayim. Why does he say like a goes to be shamayim? He says because goseis b'dei shamayim, lo esavid be maisa. There's no maisa, there was an action that was done. But over here, there was actual maisa that was done. Therefore, you can't compare the two. Oman demedam lele goes to be shamayim. When it compares to goes to be shamayim, my time alone demedam lele treifa. Because treifa mechatchi simanim. It's like cutting through simanim, the organs. Halo mechatchi simanim. Over here, there's no such thing that's going on over there. Even though he was beaten over there, he doesn't have an injury that would make him into a treifa. And therefore, he's considered like he's alive. Tani Tana Kamid Rav Sheshes, they taught these braces in front of Rav Sheshes. It says the following, V'ish ki yaka kol nefesh adam, like we just said, if a man strikes all of human life, l'havi yamaka es chavero, that is to go and to include one who hits his friend, v'ein bo kedei l'hamis, but the hit wasn't enough to go and kill the person. Oba'achem, he said, another person comes and then kills him, shu chayev, the second one is going to be chayev, says Rashi ha'achron. Frankly, Amar, ein bo kedei l'hamis, pshita, right? If the first guy who gave the smackdown wasn't enough to go and to kill a person, then obviously the second one is going to be chai because he was still alive at the time. Why would you teach me this? What are you teaching? Ella says the Gemara. So what is it coming to teach me? Yesh bo kedei lahamis. We're talking about a case, even if the first guy gives him a smash, that's enough to go and to kill the guy. Ba'achem, before the guy dies, another one comes. Ve'imu said he kills him. Shu chai, that person is going to be chayev because he's quickening the death here. Ustamik Rabbi Yehuda Misera, and this anonymous mishnah over here makes sense. It's like Rabbi Yehuda Misera who says that even in such a case, one's going to be chayev even for killing someone who is about to die. Amar Rava says Rava. We're going to see now four different things that Rava says now. Amar Rava, Horgis a treifa pater. Someone who kills a treifa, this person is a pater. Treifa is hard, but if a treifa goes and kills, Bifnei Bezdin, this is like a dead man walking, right? He's on his way to die. So Bifnei Bezdin chayv. If he's in front of Bezdin, then he's going to be held responsible. Shalom Bifnei Bezdin pater. If it's not in front of a Bezdin, then he is going to be pater. Bifnei Bezdin chayv. Why is going to be chayv? Dechsivu biyata rabim kerbecha. Go and remove the evil from your midst. And Bezdin saw that this guy's a murderer. It's pashut. Shalom Bezdin pater. In front of Bezdin is going to be pater, and the haviyale edus yatayuchol azima. This is an edus you're not able to be do azama on. V'chol edus yatayuchol azima lo shma edus. Any type of edus you're not able to zomify the people that came and testify is not called an edus. Now, what is that talking about? So we learned about this earlier. That is that when you have a situation where if We know that this treifa is considered like he's already dead. So he's considered like he's already dead. So you have two people that come, then they testify against someone that they want this person should die, and they get up, they find out that they were lying, they get the punishment they tried to give. But by treifa, the person considered dead already, so therefore he can't get the punishment that they were trying to give. Lo shma edus. Famarava, haroveas, a treifa, this is number two. Someone who goes in, they sodomize a treifa, that is a person, you know, who's about to die, and the chayav, the person is going to be chayav. Says Rashi, adam treifa, v'ravu chaveru mishkav zachar, chayav dal ika anok. Because I'm not here. Treifa Sharava. But if it's the treifa himself that was Rovea, the Rava, then he does it. Why have to teach me the same thing? It's the same din. Says Gemara, Harovea is a treifa. We needed to teach the din of someone who's Rovea a treifa. Because Mal the Tema, you would have thought, let it be like a person who's Mishamish a mace, a dead body. And therefore, he should be Pater. Kamash Malan, since there's some Hana, there's some warmth and heat that goes on, the Ha Isle Hana, right? And he's getting Hana over here. Therefore, he's going to be chayef. V'yama Rabbah number three, Edom she'idu b'treifa v'huz b'vein aragin. If you have Edom that go ahead and if witnesses they go and they testify about a treifa, and then it turns out that they get zomified, and what's going to be the din? Edom she'idu b'treifa v'huz b'vein aragin, they're not going to be killed. Interesting, right? Edi treifa she'huz b'vein aragin, but if it's Edi treifa that do it, they're going to be killed. Ravashi Amar, he says, no, I feel Edi treifa she'huz b'vein aragin. Even if it's Edi treifa that are zomified in aragin, they're going to be killed. If she'ena b'zomi zomin, because you can't have zomi zomin. That is that if they get zomified, but then you have others that come against them, and those get zomified, since they're considered dead men walking, you can't give what they're trying to get there because they're considered dead. Therefore, you can't get in the first place. V'yama Ravan, last one is shor treifa shor chayv. If you have a shor, an ox that's a treifa, you know, it's got a hole in its lungs or in its brain or some problem with its airway, and it's going to die soon. So treifa shahar, it goes and it kills, chayev, it's going to be chayev. What happens to it? It gets skila. For sure, shall adam treif shahar pater, but if it's a shore of a person is a treif, it's pater. My time, how come? Because I'm a car, the pasuk compares the shore to the owner. How sure you suck all the gamba all of yumas. The ox gets stoned, gets killed, Eriskila, and also its owner gets killed. And the fact that you put them together, it tells you, Kol Hechet the Karina Bay, the Gamal of Yumas. And if you say the Gamal of Yumas, that they would die, then Karina Bay, Asher Yisaka, we say they get Skila. Kol Hechet the Lo Karina Bay, the Gamal of Yumas, Lo Karina Bay, Asher Yisaka. And here, since it was, the owner is considered a dead man, so treifas doesn't get killed, therefore the ox can't either. If Asher Ami argues, I feel sure treifan Ami Harshar and Pater. Even if the short treifa, because we started by saying, Rava said short treifa sharg is chayef, if Ash is saying that if you have a short treifa sharg, it's going to be putter. My time will come. Kevin de ilu bailam, I have a period since, but the owners, it would be putter. If it would have been the owner, sure, now it would be putter. The short is also putter. Okay, next part of the mission, we spoke about the snake. If somebody goes and sights a dog or a snake at someone, then what's the den? He is not going to be chayef. It said, she says, bo is a kelef, she says, bo is a nachash putter. Hishach bo is a nachash, but if he directly causes a snake to bite someone, then we have a machlokas. If Yehuda is going to be mechayev, Chacham is going to be pater. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Acha bar Achav, kishetibtza lomar, when you come out, you can come out to say, ledivri Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the person who does this with the snake, that if you take the snake and you put it on the person's flesh and you cause it to, you know, bite it, that the person's going to be chayev. Why would you be chayev? Because it must be, he says, the eris nachash ben chinav lamed. The poison, the venom of the snake is between its teeth. So when you put the snake on the person, you push its head with the fangs into the person's skin, you're literally put the poison there. That would be what we said, they're going to be chayev. Therefore, the one who's causing this gets saif, gets killed. V'nachash, the snake itself, is going to not be chayev, it's pater, because it was just used as a tool. Adivi chachamim, the chachamim say you're going to be pater. It's eris nachash me'atzmu v'makish, v'meki, he brings it out from himself. You put the teeth in, but it shoots it out. And therefore, the v'nachash nachash beskila, nachash gets skila, but the person, what's going to happen to him? But makish, the one who's causing it, pater. It says Rashi, kedin, shor, shehemis, the chol behema, v'chayev, Shorhin, Ella Shadaver, Shadibar Akasabahovis, what's a normal case? Zok the next Mishnah. Amakis Chaver, someone goes ahead and he gives a smackdown to his friend. Bain Evan Bimero, if he either uses a stone or uses his fist. Vam Dua Lemisa, what they did is the judges come and they evaluate he's going to die from that. But then he gets better from what happened. He says he's going to survive. He got worse from me. He died. Chayev, you're going to be chayev. That is the Tanakama. Says Rabbi Nechemya, though, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Pater, he's Pater. Shereglein Ladavi, because there's something to depend on that he was off the hook. Rashi Shalom, Meis Machas Makazu. Shereghegel, he got better, and therefore you're not responsible. Tan Rabban, on Ezudosh of Nechemya, Im Yakum, Beis Halech Bachutz. If one goes and hits his friend and he doesn't die, and he gets up and he goes outside, beep, turn the page. On his own power, like he rests on himself, then the one who attacked him is going to be off the hook from being killed. Would you even think a person walks along the road, he's better, and the person who attacked him would be killed? Why do you have to tell me that he's off the hook? Or rather, we must be talking about a case, a person who assessed was going to die, and he got better. And then afterwards, it got worse, and Mace, and the guy dies. Shehu Pater, in that case, the person is going to be Pater. Who says the person is going to be Chayev? Hi, Vinika, Amaka, my Doshibe. What is he dashing with from it? What are we dashing? The person is going to be Chayev? Malame, Shechov, Shen, also, kind of another case. We go to him, we put him in prison, we hold him up. And until we can figure out whether or not he's going to be killed. From Nechemya Chavisha Minale, where does he learn out this idea that you imprison the guy? Yalef from Mekoshesh. He learns that from the Mekoshesh Ace, the one who collected the sticks. Supposing Sivayinichu Osaba Mishmar, they put him in like a, they guarded him. For Abanan Nami Nelfam Mekoshesh, right? He should also learn out this idea from Mekoshesh. And for the Gemara, Mekoshesh Bar Katalahu. Mekoshesh was going to be killed. Moshe Lovi Yad Katalah B'Mai, he just didn't know how he should be killed. Right? In that case, that's why we do that. So we can't learn it from something which we don't even know in the first place. Lafuki Ayatisku, this one, Dloy Dinan, Ibar Katalahu, Labar Katalahu. We don't know this guy should be killed or he shouldn't be killed. We just don't know it yet. It says Rashi, the Kedavafaris to come on, of Omegadev, O Nemerbo, Ella Lafaris, Fakulik, we're going to see. Now, so we see the Mekoshesh can't be the Makor. So let's see, from Nechemya, where does he learn out this idea of being imprisoned? Yalav Megadev, he learns it out from the Megadev, the one who goes and curses Hashem. The Pasuk says, Vayenichu b'mishmar lifrosh lehem api Hashem. Back in the Gemara, Yalav Yadav Ibak Talahu v'chavashu. Moshe didn't know whether this guy was going to be killed, and therefore they held on to him. V'rabanan, why not learn it out from the Megadev? Megadev v'roshah, he said. No, that was a very particular thing according to the situation at hand. Rashi says that we didn't learn out whether or not what the penalty was. Therefore, there's no reason to think that he's going to be chayv to be killed. So there's no reason to go and to imprison him. Now we're going to show out this show a braisa that's going to back up that by the Mekoshesh, Moshe didn't know how we should go and be killed. But in the case of the Megadev, Moshe didn't know whether he was going to be chayiv at all. He knew the one who gathered the stones that he should be killed. It's going to be Misa. Somebody goes and desecrates the Sabbath is going to be killed. You know how to do it. It wasn't yet explained what exactly was going to happen. That's just mashma bar asiyahu. We didn't know what it was. Oh my God, if the one who blasphemes are going to go, curses, lo nemer bo ela, lifrosh lehen api Hashem. Well, it says, declare for themselves through Hashem. Shelo yeh Moshe yodea, emu ben misa, kol ikram la. We didn't know if he should be killed at all or not. Bishlam Rabbi Chemya makes sense according to Rabbi Chemya, who says that if it gets better before he dies, that the guy's off the hook. That's the second part of the Mishnah. That's why we have two different things that are written in the Torah. That is, we have a case that the Torah tells us. If two people are fighting and he hits his friend with a stone or with his fist, lo yamus v'nafal mishkav, he doesn't die and he falls into his bed. Im Yaakov, if he gets up, v'yisalich mechutz, and he goes on the outside and he's able to walk himself, then v'nika hamake, the one who hit him is going to be off the hook, right? But what does he have to do? Rak shifta yitiv rapi yirpei, just pay him for this lost time and damage and etc. And his healing. So we see that if somebody goes ahead and hurts somebody else, then the person has to pay for the loss of what he would have gained and for his medical. But
The Torah could have said, if that's all it wanted to teach, V'chi Reuven anasa b'hika ish esbe'u be'evan ab'egrof, v'nafal in the reshkof shifta yitin v'rapoy rapeh. Right, why did it say the word v'lo yamus, and he doesn't die? Right? And then, im yakum v'hisalech v'chutza m'shanta v'nika amaka. If he gets up and walks under his power, then he's off the hook. It sounds like he's doubling up over there. What's it for? Charam du'a l'misa v'chaya. One is teaching the assessed that whether this guy is going to die. They assess that he would die, but he actually survived. And therefore, he's not going to be chayav, the one who did it, to be killed. And one is teaching that if they assess that he's going to die, but he got better, then he got worse, and then he died, he's not going to be killed. El Rabbanan Shrei Umdana Lamali. According to rabbis, why do you have to write two separate situations? And if they're saying, says Rashi, they're just going to put him in prison. Why don't you two of them? Chad, and for the Gemara, no. Chad amdu alamisa v'chaya. According to them, they say one of them is coming to teach if they assessed that this guy would die, but he got better. The guy's off the hook. V'chad amdu alachayim v'meis. The other one is that if they assessed that he was going to survive, but he died, then the guy's going to be off the hook also. In fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Nechemia, where does he learn out that if they assess that the guy would survive but he died, that he's going to be off the hook? The guy who did it. And for the Gemara, Amdu l'chaim v'meis lo tzarech kra. The idea of Amdu l'chaim v'meis, they don't even need a pasuk for that. He's not going to be chayv. So Yatsum Yabizin Zakai, when he left the Bezdin, he was off the hook. When they checked if the victim would actually survive, you know, they said he's off the hook. And once he's acquitted, you can't flip it, even if you go and you bring other reasons to go into flip it, like we saw in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Whew, Zak the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Rabbanan. Back to the Nazir days. Hamak is chaver, someone goes to smash his friend. Ramdu Lamisa, and the judge said, this guy's going to die. V'chai, but he actually lived. Poter, and son of the guy who did it, right, he's off the hook. He's not killed. Says Rashi, even though he's not killed, Mimisa, but we know Sin Chamisha Dvarma is to give Nezek, Tzai, Repo, Shevis, Bosis, whatever he wrote. I'm doing the Misa, but if they assess that this person is going to die, Vehekel and Mashaya, and then he ends up getting better from what was, Dinoso, Omed Shani Lamamun. We make a second assessment to figure out how much money the guy who did it has to pay. Says Rashi, Kamaroi Lishkov Mecholi. If he then gets worse and dies, we follow the middle assessment. That's the second one over there. That's what Rabbi Nechemia says. As the court doesn't go and kill this guy, like the first thing he said, but we go and he has to pay damages, like the second thing. There's no assessing after an assessment. Right? The second assessment doesn't carry the force of what the court knocking it out, which can't be revoked. But the case still remains open, and if the guy ends up dying, then the defendant is executed. We kill him. Tanya idach. We have another braisa about the victim of an attack, and there's a change. Amdu l'misa, let's say they evaluate the guy's going to die. Omdonos olachayim, we can still assess that he's going to live and therefore get the murder off the hook, or the one that, you know, the one who came for the thing off the hook. L'chayim ain't omdonos olachayim. But once you say he's going to live, we can't say that he's going to die and convict the guy. Amdu l'misa, if they said the guy's going to die, v'heikol imashalaya, and then he got better where he's going to live. Ondanosa omitsheni l'mamud. And make a second assessment to decide how much money he has to pay. Ve'im la'acher kein hichbid v'meis. And afterwards he got worse and he died. Meshalim nezek v'tzal yorshim. He has to pay compensation of injury and pain to the yorshim. Right, whatever he owes. Ve'im asai meshalim. From which point does he pay? Misha'a shehikua shehikahu. He pays on the time when he hit the guy. Stomach Rabbi Nechemia makes sense. It's like Rabbi Nechemia, who said that if a victim got better before he died, even though the court originally said that he's going to die, the guy is not killed. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.